People are living in fear. People are not comfortable. People cannot even talk on the phone because they're scared somebody would be listening to their conversation. Even in your own house, you cannot talk. Before people talk, they have to go outside and look outside the door and make sure that nobody is listening to them. So I think the political climate is definitely not conducive at all in the Gambia.
If you say the political climate is not conducive, I mean, you were part of that political apparatus, weren't you? What did you do while you're in office to bring about change?
Well, I was the first press secretary to bring the president to get him to meet with the journalist. And if the president is listening to me, he knows that I've always been talking to him about accommodating the press. I guess that is what it is. I was part of that system. That's correct. But during that time, I was trying to make sure that I do what is right. And if the president has to say that to anybody, he would tell you this.
But can you also understand how people will now look at your situation and say, here you are, you've left the Gambia, you're nice and safe in the United States of America, and now you're criticizing the government of which you were once a part?
Well, I know people would say that, but then people who know me would know that I stand for the truth. And the president knows, sometimes he would even tell me, you are very stubborn. In the Gambia, who can talk to the government? Whatever you say is misconstrued, and the next minute you are arrested. I only wish I had the opportunity to tell this while I was there.
So let me ask you then, in simple political theory terms, how does a government like that function if what you're saying is true?
Well, again, it's the people of the Gambia. People don't like to talk about these issues. And if you look at all the people talking about these issues, they're outside of the Gambia. So once you are there, I think that is one area that the government worked on very well to make sure that people don't say anything in the Gambia, even though people know that some of these things that are happening are not right. And I wish the president knows that all these things are coming to haunt him.
Let me ask you this then. I mean, again, you paint a picture of a tough government in Banjul, but this government keeps winning election after election. How do you account for the president's popularity?
These are people who live in constant fear. People are even told that if you don't vote for the president, we would know. And then what do you expect? And you did also ask why I flee when I know I'm innocent. But the fact of the matter is, if I get arrested, you give me a false charge, and then now you stop me from doing my job. Because I contacted the TV and I was told that they have an executive directive that I should not appear on that TV again. You think it makes sense for me to stay there? Already people are running away from me. Nobody wants to talk to me because nobody wants to get in trouble. So I think what I did is the best thing.
And how long are you going to stay gone?
Well, I'm going to be here as long as that government is there. I know I definitely cannot go to Gambia.
So do you bear any grudges at all against the government?
Anybody who did something like that to you, of course you will not be happy with them. Any serious government would have things to do than other than, you know, asking people questions about whether you said the president gave this person money or what the quote on my Facebook, what it signifies. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. I think